there. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. My name is Kate Dragon, and I co-host the show with Maureen Hauer. Today is June 27th, 2024. It's going so fast. June is really just, it was like a blink of an eye, but I think, yeah. How are you doing, Maureen?
I'm okay. I'm just a little, I don't have allergies, but today I feel like it because the air quality is a little bit yucky. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a little overcast and I'm okay. I'm good. All good. Yeah.
We were just talking about the 4th of July and how we are not looking forward to that. You know, when I was a little kid, I loved it. You know, we'd go out in the country to my grandmother's house, and her birthday was on the 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
So we thought that, you know, we're celebrating grandma's birthday.
You know, she was a real firecracker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were fireworks. And, you know, it was out in the country, and it was really wonderful. It was
nice.
Great. But now, you know, it's in the city and smoke and traumatized animals and traumatized people. It's just not good.
It is not good. And they just go, you know, whoever's when they're into that, you know, they're in that mindset of celebrating an entitlement and we're in America and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of good in celebrating, you know, our country, but they just take it too far, especially where I live, where you live. It's just, it's ugly.
It's crazy, you know, and basically it really doesn't have a lot to do with celebrating the country. It's just, drink and shoot off fireworks is kind of what goes on in my neighborhood. You'll see one or two flags out, you know.
It's about the whole big boom. I know one year my neighbor and I were both running to the back because we both have big properties. The grass in the back caught on fire. It was going up towards the power lines. And we're both back there with hoses trying to put this out. That was, that was like 10 years ago. It still goes on. I mean, nobody stopped it.
No.
Anyway. Yeah,
I think during COVID, it was worse. Hopefully, I'm hoping that it won't be quite so bad this time.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, tonight is the great debate of fate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm really anxious about this.
Get your popcorn ready. Yeah. Some people think that it may not happen, that there may something may come up that it doesn't happen. I don't know that it's going to make a difference, you know, but it'll be certainly interesting kind of to study both of them to just see, you know, who they are, how they do things.
I don't think that there's anything that could change my mind at this point. It'll be interesting. I'm really anxious to see it.
Worth a watch. It's worth a watch.
Yes, it is.
Our we country were both alive. Go ahead, sorry.
The country is in such a weird place right now. And you know, you were talking a little bit earlier about trauma.
Yes.
And, you know, we're all in trauma.
We
really are.
In different levels, different ways. It affects everybody. You know, in different ways. I mean, when some people self-medicate with food or drink or, you know, drugs or whatever, and it'll bring up stuff for you that you probably dealt with when you were little and couldn't process it, and now it's coming back. Something triggers you, and then you're dealing with it. You know, all of a sudden it's just like here, it's just thrown at you. If you've ignored it, you know, and most of us have had trauma as children, I would say, to different levels, you know, of trauma.
Absolutely.
And I am, you know, my partner and I are going through the certification for foster kinship here in Denver. Mm-hmm. And we are learning so much, but it's also triggering because you cannot help but go back in your mind to when you were a child. Oh, my gosh, that happened. Gee, I didn't realize, you know, that. You know what that was, or you know, and now how does it affect you in your adult life? Trauma can affect us in many different ways. I mean, just in my head right now, it's like a Rolodex of stuff that happened. It goes, and then I have stomach aches, and that's because I'm self medicating with food. Uh-huh. I'm eating the wrong things, and I'm like, you know better, stop it, you know, but. I'm just trying to get through it one day at a time, one step at a time. amazing information, do not realize what a child goes through. I mean, you know, a child that's, you know, in foster care. I mean, you think about it, you hear about it, but to actually be conscious of what they've, you know, to try to be aware of what they've been through and look at it from their side, you know, mm-hmm. it's fascinating. And in a way, it's a gift, and, you know, to learn all these things.
So do they give you any coping mechanisms, anything to cope with?
Not at this time, although you can call and talk to them. Yeah, we have great social workers that are running the group. Mm-hmm. So we can call them and say, hey, you know, I'm having trouble with this, and they will work with you. And then at the end, when you're certified, and then I think before the child comes, then, well, you're all assigned a social worker. You're all assigned someone to help mm-hmm. you get this. So there's always resources, you know.
So this, you know, like you said, this is bringing up a lot for you. I mean,
a lot.
Wow.
Well, I had, yeah. I mean, with my mom dying when I was a little girl, and then being my brother and I were basically on our own. I mean, my dad worked every day, and he would stop at the, you know, I'll call it the pub, you know, the bar.
Yeah.
Never was abusive, but he was absent.
Yeah.
Never was cruel, but absent. And that, mm-hmm. you know, for me, that's a big deal. But, yeah, I don't know how we got through it. Honestly, I have no idea. Because there was nobody there to pick mm-hmm. up, you know, the pieces or to guide us. Or, you know, and kids were always, you know, don't speak unless you're spoken to, you know, keep your mouth mm-hmm. shut, you know. We were, you know, that generation, you know, I'm going to be 75. So that generation, you know, we had to be in our place, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was hard, but I don't know. I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of counseling too. I've chosen to have a counseling. It takes a lot of courage to go to counseling. I'll pat myself on the back for that one. But,
yes, it does.
You know, you have to be in enough pain to want to heal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can just ride that horse until it drops. But, you know, once the horse drops, you're like, oh gosh, I guess I better do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's work, and you're working on you, and it's worth it. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So what a gift that you've gotten here.
In a way, yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm doing it for her, but I'm getting a lot out of it.
Well, you could probably relate, because your situation was probably kind of like, in some ways, being a foster child.
And yes.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah.
Latchkey. We were latchkey. There was no one when we came home. Nobody there. Mm-hmm. You had to make your own. You know, we ate a lot of Kraft mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. It was a different world then.
We had a lot more freedom
in so many ways.
Oh my gosh, we did. And with a lot of freedom comes responsibility. And I don't know, my boundaries were pretty wide open.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Mm. Yeah. Well, here we are. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, interesting times. We were talking about earlier, we're gonna try, you know. I thought about this week about, you know, good news, some good things in the news. And it's like, we want to kind of incorporate a little bit of good news, you know, the weekly good news. It's hard to find. It really is. Because there's so much bad out there. So
we're going to try. We're going to
seek
it out.
Are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. And my favorite good news this week is about a donkey named Diesel. And
Diesel.
And his family lost him about 5 years ago. He ran away.
Wow.
And he joined a herd of elk. So hikers have been seeing him, and he's with his herd of elk. The family just decided to leave him there because he's healthy and he's happy. And that is just so cool. And it says so much about...
It's a sweet story.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, you don't fit in with the family you're with. Go find your soul group. That's his soul group. You know, it's like he should have come in as an elk, but, you know, and they accept him.
Yeah.
They accept him.
Isn't it funny? It's funny that they accepted him too.
I know. That is interesting, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Sweet little story. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep searching.
Yeah. So that's the good news for this week. Yeah. And I think that will help with attitudes. You know, it's so hard because there's so much floating around and haven't been feeling really good. I've been doing, you know, cardiac rehab, which is really helping in a lot of ways, but it makes me a little tired and difficult.
Yeah.
And so, trying to get past a lot of the negative kind of thinking and feeling. So I'm really working on that, doing my best. But I do catch myself getting caught up in that whole thing and trying to change that. You know, I was listening to CA's show on Tuesday. I'd recommend y'all listen to that. It has to do with Saturn going in retrograde and Pisces. You know, this is a huge opportunity for us to make some real changes in our lives. And you know, what it comes down to is you know, searching our souls for about our purpose. I mean, is this what you want to do? Is what your the relationship you're in, or the work that you're doing, is that really feeling like it serves what your purpose, or is there some other way for you to serve? I don't believe we come in, some people come into life with one purpose and that's it, but sometimes some of us like splinter off and shift here and there. You know, it's kind of like husbands.
Been
some
there,
people
done that.
married forever, and others it's just like, well, I learned from you and thank you very much. I'm gonna move on.
Yeah, it's interesting. and sometimes you stay with something, of course we know this, because it's comfortable. You're in the rut, you're in the groove, you're in the whatever. It's too much to change. But if you don't change, you're not challenged, you know. If you don't give it a shot, feel the fear and do it anyway. That's an old book from I think the '70s.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
Know about it, but I remember that. So gotta risk a little bit.
Yeah.
But pretty soon you'll be old and gray, and then what?
I know. Well, yeah.
Out there now.
But we're still getting it pushed, and we're old and gray.
We are.
You know,
We
it's like,
are. I am so busy right now. I am
me
so
too.
Challenged right now. I'm like, wait a minute. What year is this? And who am I? And how old am I?
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I've had many, many lifetimes within this one. Many, many, you know,
me
I
too.
Guess like parts in this big play, this big, you know, thing of life, you know. It's like, interesting. Yeah.
It is. It is, you know, and so such a different, when I was younger, I used to think of success being other things, you know, having the house, the car, the job, all those things. But now those things are just, you know, not even important to me. I mean, of course it's you know, you want to be comfortable, somewhat comfortable, but that's not the main goal in life. You know, it's kind of now, probably because our strands of wisdom age, it has to do with what we're going to leave behind, what our legacy is going to be. And that doesn't mean any big legacy. It's not like we're coming to this world with this huge purpose and we're going to be this amazing writer or Louise Hay or this, that, and the other. We play small parts sometimes on which have to make big changes.
Again, well, you know the movie, my favorite all-time movie. It's an old and corny one, but it's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Capra, Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, honest to God, my all-time favorite movie. Because just what you said, that one person can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
You can touch someone in a way that you don't even know how you affected them.
Right.
I really believe in that. Yeah.
So other people's opinions of success have not been... are not good. I have to ask, have you been watching Jimmy Kimmel at all?
No, but I heard about
God,
Marty
it's
Short.
Hilarious.
I love him.
Yeah, Martin Short is you know, filling in for him this week.
If it's on, and I'm going to watch tonight.
Oh, if it's on YouTube, absolutely. There's not, I haven't had a lot to laugh about lately, really.
Yeah,
I have not. That's why I'm looking for all these good things. But he started Monday. And he is hilarious.
Oh,
he is so funny and bringing so much to my week anyway. So yeah, I highly recommend that for everybody to listen to, because it'll make you laugh.
He is his physical comedy and also intellectual comedy. He's very clever. He's also a very physical comedian, you know.
He is. And when he does Jiminy Glick, you know,
my God, Jiminy Glick. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then he's been interviewing people, stars, and he's hilarious. And I'm pretty sure that he's not telling them what the questions he's going to ask. He just, you know, comes out there and goes for it, because they're laughing so hard that they can't stand it. it's really great.
So
tonight's going to be Melissa McCarthy.
It'll be a doubleheader, the debate
Oh
and
yeah.
Jimmy
Oh
Kimmel.
yeah. Yeah.
Might have
It'll
to
be
pop
a
more
good
popcorn.
TV night.
Okay, well, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. Well, I guess time is going on here.
Scooting by. Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you're gonna do scopes, and I'm gonna use a new deck of cards that I got up at my friend's store. I did a 2-day fair this weekend at Soul Inspiration. If you're local, they're at 104th in Northland. It's a family-owned metaphysical store. They've got everything, and they're wonderful. And this oracle deck, when I had a reading from the owner, she was using Angels and Auras Oracle. That's hard to say quickly, but Angels and Auras Oracle. But it's a great deck, beautiful, up-to-date pictures and messages. It's written by two guys, Radley Valentine and Dougal Frazier. And so, yeah, I'm really happy with this new deck. So I'm going to use that
Yeah, we know Radley. He's local.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
he
That, I didn't
yeah.
even see. It's all new to me. I like it. That's great. Love it. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is for like July 1st for next week. I know it's so odd just doing the next week. I've had to work on readjusting with that, but it always seems to work out well. Anyway, for Aries, Aries, before we came into our physical bodies, we worked with the divine to build and create a blueprint of our soul to help guide us to certain people, certain situations and places on the earth world. In the earth world, as we come in, you may have met somebody and had a really strong feeling that you've known this person before on a soul level. This feeling can also happen in other situations, especially spiritually. Maybe even with some people that get caught up, with a guru or a career or something like that, and just like, oh, I feel this, I know this, I've known this person forever. And of course, this person is in that blueprint and supposed to be in your life. Some people may see this person as a soulmate, or a situation that's destined to be your purpose in life. The blueprint guides you to the situation, but you have the will and the gift of choice. In other words, use your common sense to when you get, don't get carried away in the whole situation. You are co-creator, and the feeling is an awareness of the arrival of that place in the blueprint. I hope this makes sense. I do, however, that being said, I do see a lot of synchronicities falling into place for you. But do your due diligence and don't rely on the magical feelings. What I'm seeing is like a double-edged sword.
Okay.
And that's what I have for Aries.
Well, the card that I pulled is called Wise Decision, and it the key points are accurate, brilliant, organized, validated. The angels are saying, yes, this is a brilliant choice. You've listened to your heart, your intuition, and the message from the angels and spirit guides. You're not fooling yourself. This is really the direction that you should follow. Take a risk, get excited, get organized, check the details, and proceed.
Excellent. That works for
Know.
that.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I like that. Okay, Taurus. Taurus, reverse your energy. No, sorry. Reserve your energy and enjoy each day as the collective wants to remind you that each day is a gift. And you can do at least one thing every day to bring positive energy and purpose to your life. You can find a positive quote. Send blessings to someone or a situation in need, or forgive someone. That's really big right now, is forgiving someone and not taking anything that other people do or say to heart. Always protect yourself, of course, but don't take that on. Know that you're right where you belong each day. And know that you're kind of doing, I see you doing like passive kind of work, if that makes sense, with the forgiving and the loving. And this is going to help you build a new path and purpose in your life. I mean, you don't need to hang on to old words and deeds. Just what and what I'm seeing is wiping the slate clean. It's like erasing the chalkboard, erasing it every day. And don't worry, because it's not going to be lost. Maybe your manifestations, your hopes, your wishes, what you're doing is you're releasing them to be manifested. You can't just hang on to them. You have to let them go. And that's what I have for Taurus.
Okay, and the card is evolution. Empowerment, transformation, protected, and preparedness. This is a card of true inner strength. You may have recently been caught off guard by changes in your life that weren't anticipated, but you have what it takes to handle everything. It may also be that changes that you expected and even initiated have begun to play out in your life. Sometimes when you choose change, the emotional effects can be more than you have envisioned. The transitions may cause others around you to feel uncertain or uncomfortable. Your path is the one that matters most here. You can only comfort others so much. Remain true to yourself.
Nice. Okay, Gemini. Gemini, I see you in a protective mode. The collective says to call on your allies, like circle the wagons, kind of. You might be feeling overwhelmed and need to take a step back to recoup your energy. I see a lot of energy going out let go of the worry is what I'm seeing. Let go of the worry and allow the miracles to happen. This might take the rest of the season for you to center and to regather your energy. It's like I see your twin energies scattered kind of, and both going different directions. You know, I see them as dragons is what I see. I see one dragon going one direction, and one dragon going another direction, and they're pulling and on each other. What the collective would like you to do is to ground and become more effective by taking a few minutes every day to visualize the twin energies coming together, especially in your solar plexus area, and start working together and getting that flow going again, because you really need to do this for your health. I'm seeing a lot of issues around that chakra, that solar plexus chakra, and the sacral also, working with that. Because, you know, you can't give all your energy away. I know you would like to help so many different people, but you need to pull it together and help yourself first. You have to have that strength within yourself. So that's what I have for Gemini.
Okay, and the card I pulled is open your heart to love, vulnerability, forgiveness, allowing, and community. Your aura is expanded, and this is important when it comes to attracting new relationships or taking current relationships to the next level. Your angels are asking you to be aware of love in all forms. Your angels are paving the way for romantic, family, career, and friendship connections to thrive. That's it.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Okay. Let's take a look at the room here. Mm-hmm. Where is the room?
I can't get into the chat.
A lot of people are really busy today. I don't think too many people are hanging out with us here.
Yeah. Let me see.
Let's see. Oh, Maureen. Hi, Maureen. Good to talk to you. I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry, Whiskey is still having challenges. Whiskey is Maureen's dog.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Shell, I'm glad you came back. Welcome back. Maya, I'm happy to see you. Catherine. Hello, Catherine. I hope you're doing well and on your way. And Renee, of course. Glad to see you here. We'll get to some readings later on. So I know Maureen has some questions, and we'll get to that after we do a couple more scopes, probably in the second half of the show. So if you've got any questions or would, you know, comments, please go into the chat room and let us know. Let me see where we left off here.
We just finished Gemini.
Aha. Okay. Cancer. The collective is taking me to your base chakra. Some of you might be feeling a little insecure, fearful, and worried about things that you can't and are not willing to change. You can change it, but you're not willing to change them sometimes. Or perhaps, you know, there's things in your way that would create different problems if you did that. Or you've created that in your mind, thinking that there's going to be other problems created rather than taking that step out. And what guidance I'm getting right now at this moment is don't be afraid to ask for help. Ask someone for help with that. Let yourself connect with nature. Reframe your worries. Like if you see you've got this little scenario going on in your head, instead of expecting disaster, visualize success and joy. Change the idea of, you know, we've all got these little movies running in our head of this is going to happen and that's going to happen and that's how it's going to end up. Change that, you know, reframe that whole thing. And not only is that going to bring in some really positive energies, I see that shifting into some good energies coming your way. It's going to make you feel better physically and emotionally. Also, the collective is asking if you're eating healthy foods. Organic foods can be really good for you, but you have to clear the energy. It's not just the foods themselves, but it's the people who handle them and where they come from and how they got to you. You need to bless all those people. And if it's vegetables, well, you know, right back to the time it was a seedling and went into the ground. And you don't have to do that really fast. Or you can do that really fast. You don't have to take a lot of time. You can just kind of casually put your hand over the food and internally bless that food before it goes into your body, and blessing the people that brought that to you. And that's what I have for Cancer.
Okay, and the card that came up was Point of View, Gratitude, Assistance, Guidance, and Understanding. Congratulations on your ability to see the positive in all situations in your life. Your connection to the divine is powerful and your faith is strong. The angels are encouraging you to keep this positive momentum of grace, grateful heart in all aspects of your existence.
Nice. Okay. We're at Leo now. Maybe we'll do Leo and take a little break and come back and start with Virgo. Leo. July is a good month to get out and socialize. You're smelling the flowers and recognizing the simple things in life that are good and beautiful. Good friends, good food, and inner strength that you have in your heart to accomplish so many things. You're very powerful and very strong. Once you get your mindset, it's going to happen, baby. It really is. You're going to pull it together and make it work for you. I see you holding. Or I see you looking in your heart and making some decisions about what is really important to you. The collective says to release counterfeit values, which is kind of an interesting expression, not one that I would use. When I channel, sometimes I get some very unusual words, but counterfeit values. I see you removing emotional cords that are feeding on your physical body, especially your heart, your lungs, and under your shoulder blades and your back. Work with your breath and surround. I'm not a doctor. Granted, I can't tell you what to do, but this is just kind of working with your chakras and stuff and common sense. Work with your breath and surround yourself in beautiful landscapes if you can. Go outside and see the beauty of what's happening, or sit somewhere where you can look out on something beautiful, or even look at a picture of landscapes and the beauty in them. You'll find peace and you'll be able to sleep better at night too. That's what I have for Leo.
Well, it's interesting because you were talking about the heart space, and the card I pulled is the angel Uriel and the color red. And there's a picture of an angel standing behind a woman and she's holding her hands over her heart space. Yeah, it's interesting. So emotions, healing, devotion, and integrated. It just says the color red is defined as our emotions and emotional exchange, as we exchange with the world. For anyone who feels deeply, red allows us to manage our energy exchange with others. Pretty cool.
Nice. Okay, so I guess we'll go into break right now, take a little break and come back and start with Virgo and answer some questions in the chat room. So hang in there. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah.
Thank you.
to the night it lends its fairies weave gentle moonbeams in their hands. Won't you open your heart? May our love never part. Come dance in the moon, silver beams, live forever in the
Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay Dragon and Marie Hauer. We are going over the scopes right now, and we've got a lot of questions in the chat room. We're going to go ahead with Virgo. So Virgo, old friends need a boost or support. Touch base and remind them of the light that they carry, and remind them that they really do matter and they do have this light within them. You may also need that positive support for yourself also. So it's good to reach out to them. You may be feeling a little rejected by your body lately, which causes anxiety and even anger. You're conflicted. On one hand, you're trying to be positive, yet this discomfort comes calling. You shut the door on it like a Jehovah's Witness.
No.
Wham. You need to speak the words of love, praise, and most important, hope. Have a conversation with your body. You will get the feedback that you need. Have trust in that. And that's what I've got for Virgo.
Okay. And the card I pulled is Blessing in Disguise, Trust, Revelation, Significance, Surprise. Mm. It says you're good at taking lemons and making lemonade. Your rock solid faith that everything happens for a reason and that all will turn out for the best serves you in all you do. When the divine closes a door somewhere, it opens a window and you make the most of that every time.
I do. That is so good. So accurate. Nice. Okay, Libra. You may feel like things aren't moving as quickly as you would like them to. You can plan and research and try to push others into motion, but this is not the right time. I see the universe putting together a new plan for you, and now is a good time for you to be passive, watchful, and insightful. You will know when it's time to act. Live in the present and feel the hand of God holding you in preparation for the next step. You may reinvent yourself. That's what I have for Libra.
Libra, okay. So the card is Be the Real You, Freedom, Authenticity, Uniqueness, Courage. Congratulations on one of the true spiritual secrets. Your dazzling personality and your freedom of expression have the angelic world in awe of you. Keep shining your light, as the world needs this. Needs this kind of joy now more than ever.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio, you are so good at noticing even the slightest detail. The big picture can wait right now. For all the big things, that can be on the back burner. It will change, and you will become aware of the small details right now. And those are the important things, the small things. I see you kind of writing something out, writing things and checking again. Like I said, put everything, the big stuff on the back burner right now, and pay attention to the building blocks, which are the small things. You can move forward with the bigger plans in the following months. It feels like fall, kind of moving forward, late August, something like that. You may be focusing on a loved one who needs guidance. You can provide the missing parts to this puzzle. But it seems like it has to be kind of subjective with them. Just a little piece here and a little piece there. Might be a stubborn person in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really relevant for me. So the card I pulled is Reality Check, and it has a unicorn on the front of it. It's pretty pretty. Assessment, exploration, honesty, determination. And let's see. There are times when your angels may seem to get a little sassy with you. Sometimes the messages are lovingly saying, if you want to save money, stop spending. Or if you want to be physically healthier, go for a walk, change your diet. Or if you really want a life partner, get out of the house. So now is the time to have a heart-to-heart chat with yourself about the actions that you are or aren't taking versus the experiences you wish to have.
Nice.
Yep.
I like that. I love it about the life partner. You know, sometimes we get calls about when am I going to meet this person?
Yeah.
It's like, do you go anywhere? No. Do you get online? No. You know, unless it's the postman.
Oh, I get those. Know, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. UPS guy? I don't know.
You've got to get out and physically look. You really do.
For sure. Yep.
They're out there if you really want it. Sagittarius, your intuition is spot on in July. I see Michael Archangel lending support, and I can see his hand on your back kind of pushing you into the sunlight. You may have been spending too much time worrying about the future. You would do better to focus on gratitude for what you have now and know that this action in itself will attract positive solutions for your future. The collective wants you to enjoy life. Go out and have some fun, you know, kick up some dirt, whatever. Just have a good time. The things that are connected, the things that you are connected with will take on a different face when you return. Sorry, I wrote these out as I was channeling them. And that, you know, sometimes I start channeling or reading stuff in the channeling, the little guides will jump in. It's like, stop.
No.
My life is so complicated. That's what I have for Sagittarius. Go have some fun. And things will come back and look totally different when you get back.
Okay, the card is energy healing, holistic well-being, thriving, vibrant. Hold on. Oops, let me get to the right thing here. Okay, energy healing. The world has many approaches to healing, disciplines of holistic wellness can be a positive pairing with Western styles of medicine. Reiki, acupuncture, polarity, and other styles of energy healing can have transformational effects on your health. There's also an opportunity that if you draw this card, you're being called to become an energy healer.
Yes.
There you go. That's that.
I so agree with that. You know, because I could just see that somebody being really interested, the Sages, interested in energy work and healing, and they'll be so good at it. Some of them are already doing it and good at it. But it just seems like some new doors opening up in those areas. Okay, Capricorn. Changes in the way you perceive manifestation will help you get past the self-made limitations that you put on yourself. If you think that you need to be in control of everything, and everything needs to be a certain way, this might be blocking you. You might be blocking yourself with that. You might be blocking the very thing that you're trying to attract. You must think about, you know, it would be really good for you to think about going out and helping others, serving others, volunteering, maybe just helping someone. And when you do that, this is going to bring, this is where true abundance begins, is giving to the world. You know, that's what the world and spirituality is about. And you might have to reframe that for yourself of what you're thinking. You're working so hard on manifestation. You have to remember about giving some of your energy to others so that good energy can come back to you. That's what I have for Capricorn.
Well, that's interesting because the card I pulled is an angel card, Uriel, and the color is gold. Passion, epiphany, entrepreneur, and driven. Gold is the color of independence and thought. The golden aura is typically seen around a self-employed person or someone in management. Golden energy is helpful with goal setting and checking things off your to-do list. When gold is present in the aura, this person is so passionate about their vision that it's not a question of how, but when. It can stimulate new ideas and bring forth new insights.
Nice. Okay. Aquarius, we're getting there. Aquarius, listen to your inner voice as spirit is making efforts to communicate with you. I know that your world is a really busy place and your mind is processing so many things at once right now, but you need to take that time to reconnect. There just seems to be, it looks like there's all this stuff going around your head. Try to limit the negative talk and the people who provide it. People who provide fear-based messages. Try to avoid that and pull back from that. Take some time for yourself. This seems to be all a part of the mind-controlling tactics that give others power over us. If we concentrate on fear, we repel abundance, opportunities, and joy. Listen to the inspirational people and become an inspirational person for others. That's what I have for Aquarius.
So the card is angels are watching over you. Supported, protected, loved, encouraged. And it said this card is absolute divine confirmation that your angels are with you now. You may have been seeing signs and asking yourself, is this a message from my angels? It's perfectly normal to question. Even we do the same thing from time to time. However, this card is your validation that the messages you're receiving are angelic in nature. Trust the signs, trust your intuition. Your angels are near you now.
Nice. Okay, last but not least, Pisces. Wonderful Pisces energy is flowing through the universe and offering magical opportunities that can happen in the blink of an eye. It all shifts when you change your mind. All you have to do is change your mind. I see you becoming interested in something new. If you felt like you have been in a rut lately, sometimes you might feel like you're only existing to serve others. You have an opportunity to balance that out right now. And spirit says, reward yourself. It's okay to be not selfish, but self-serving sometimes. Yes. Now that word, I think gets a little confused because we need to take care of ourselves and support ourselves and bring joy and love into our lives. We don't have to expend it all out to others all the time. Perhaps someone around you treats you like you're less than, or they don't believe in your purpose or don't believe in what you do. You've been shrinking in the corner under this influence for far too long. Stand tall and trust your intuition and your relationship with the divine. Dance to your music and step into the power, and the doubters will change their tune. That's what I have for Pisces.
Well, wow, my partner's a Pisces. Those things are just so spot on for him. Anyway, shower of prosperity is the card I pulled. Wealth, opportunity, success, manifestation. And the quick message is your wealth is expanding in all forms. Now is the time to reap the harvest of your good deeds and hard work. Keep the momentum going by remembering to share your good fortune with others who are struggling. The good you do comes back to you.
Nice. Very good. And we didn't, we have time. So I guess we'll get into some of the readings. Maureen is first. Hi, Maureen. I'm so glad you're here. She, time permits, would love a reading. Our chocolate lab whiskey is still having challenging health issues. She's only three and had neural consult today. Labs were sent to North Carolina State for Lyme testing, but 10 days for results. We are looking to try low dose prednisone and doxycycline as she's still recovering from the mass overdosing of meds
Jeez.
that the previous vet prescribed. We have a new vet who feels confident. Will this help? I'm getting that I like this new vet because it seems like less is better. And now I don't know if you've taken her to the school of medicine, veterinary medicine, because I think that they have a lot of new innovative ideas about what's happening. I think this, I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you what's going to be right or wrong, but I can just tell you the messages that I get from spirit. Oh, and she's having, Whiskey's having a difficult time and very confused about why it's a she, isn't it? Isn't Whiskey a girl? Yes, she's she. Why she's feeling that way? She likes that she feels loved and supported from you, and she says that this is something that's been troubling her since she was very, very small, and it might even be troubling another one of the her siblings might be having these issues. But I feel pretty good about what's happening right now. And it seems like when she gets to be about five, I see her at five walking around and being happy. But she's going to have issues. But thank God that you're her doggy parents and going to give her that love and support that she needs. What have you got, Maureen?
Well, I'm going to keep it really simple, but I know this maybe sounds silly and you may already be doing this, but I would say if she likes water, like warm water, like a bath could be very soothing for her, just like, and then hold her a lot. Like I know you love her and sometimes they're like children. They just need to be held or nurtured or whatever. And I know you're doing that, but maybe I just get warm water would be really good for her to like soothe her in some way, I feel like she was born with this, which is like a dog born with allergies. Maybe an incident escalated the, what's going on with her right now. But I also feel like she may have been born with this. Like you said, one of the other siblings may be suffering from that. So hard to say.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Karen. She says, "Wow, I'm a Libra, but Aries' message resonates." You might have some Libra or Aries in your chart. I don't know, but I visited a house museum a few weeks ago. I fell in love with the place. Wondering what my connection is to this place, if any. Do you have anything first?
Was it an old place or house
Museum, I would
museum?
say so, yeah.
So a house that is turned into a museum. Maybe she was a caretaker there, or maybe she worked, maybe she lived in that house years ago. I know it's a simple explanation, but it could be something like that. Or even land that it's on, maybe she was connected to that at one time.
I see you. I see you there, and you're dressed in kind of period clothing. I'm not sure what period that is. You had dark hair then, and it just does seem like. And they're telling me that you had a little girl at that time, and there were some of the things in there that she resonated with. I also think that maybe this place might be a little bit haunted, which is very interesting. And it might be that little girl. She keeps coming forward, and there was like some things that she liked to play with and fool around with. And I think that you're also connecting with her. I hope you always remember when you go to these places, because everyone here is sensitive, just to kind of brush yourself off when you leave, because sometimes you pick up a lot of energy from these things, and as much fun as they seem. But yes, there is a connection. I agree with Maureen. I think that one time that you might have had a connection with this house, personally. And during that period of time, they're showing me a horse too, but I can't get into that right now because we have to move on. But I hope that helps you, Karen. Let's see. Denise, thank you so much. She likes it. She like makes her smile when Maureen pulls her cards. I like that. We love working together.
We should do
Catherine would like a,
it
yeah, we have a good time. Catherine would like a message, if time allows. A
I feel
lot
like
going.
there's, yeah, too many choices. Like she's got too many choices. Not all of them are, I don't know. Just like there's so many choices that she, doesn't want to make a mistake. So it's hard to choose. Maybe that's what I'm getting
Yeah.
at her.
I get keep it simple. Just
Yeah.
keep it simple. Your dad, I feel his energy and you giving a lot of love and support to him. Just a big heart energy to your dad. There's just a beautiful connection that the two of you have heart to heart. And they're so glad that you're going to be around to help and just there's things for you to learn there, lessons to learn while you're there with your parents. Some beautiful things that you get to touch base with and seeing you connect with the earth and stuff again. And I see, I think you're planning on working there because I do see an opportunity for working with someone really amazing, some amazing people. And and also a little bit of travel in Europe. I think I might have told you that before. I might be just repeating myself. Do you have anything else, Maureen?
No, that was it.
Okay. All right, Shell, welcome back.
Shell Bell.
We're glad you came back. Shell would like to know if she should focus on sports management or hospitality. Looking ahead back to school for my master's degree, congratulations. Trying to discover my passion and who I am. This is the perfect time for that with that whole Saturn thing. And that is, it starts tomorrow and goes through November 4th, I think.
Wow, that's a
This is
long
going to be
time.
a time of rediscovering yourself. So don't force yourself into anything right away. Don't make that decision too quickly. I'm not going to tell you exactly what you should be because that's in your heart and in your soul and spirit. It seems like I don't know if you can do two of those things, but it seems like both of those things are very much close to your heart. But I am getting hospitality, but I don't know what are you getting, Maureen?
That's
Are
what
you
I
getting
was
the opposite?
getting. Yeah, no, I was getting hospitality. Yeah, for
Okay.
sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Yeah, totally.
I do. Yeah, it feels like sports management or something in sports would be like a hobby or something, like helping out a team or something in your spare time or whatever.
I feel
And
like
that
it would
could,
be as much fun.
right.
I
That's
don't know,
exactly
just
right.
it would nurture, it would be good, better for, like her soul,
Yeah.
be in the hospitality. I don't know. That's just
And it
what I was
feels like
thinking.
hospitality. It could be some team that you support or your company
Yeah.
supports or something like that. Could be great fun. Let's see here.
I'm
What
looking.
else have we got?
Oh, is that the house? Oh my gosh, she posted a picture of the house. Good Lord.
Oh,
What a house.
let me see here.
Holy cow. Nice. I love it. That's sort of like Molly Brown House here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
Very
gosh.
cool.
Yeah, definitely. Might have been a servant there, and it could have been.
Could
They
be, but I do
made
feel a
it.
connection there
Very
for
much,
sure.
yes, very much. Wow.
Yeah. So I guess we're getting ready to wrap it up. Do you have,
Gee, it goes so fast. Gosh.
I
My
know. Oh, that
God.
is a cool house. I love that.
Oh,
Oh
that's
my
beautiful.
gosh.
Isn't it cool? Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Want to
So much energy there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting ready to wrap it up. You can find Maureen and me on 1-2 Listen. We are both advisors there. I do some classes. I'll probably have another channeling class, which is very interesting because I go really deep during that period of time. And the group, we always have a really good time. We keep it small and intimate. So everybody works in there with the meditation and everybody gets a channeled message. And it's very reasonable. So Yeah, I'll be posting that pretty soon. I think it's going to be the 22nd of July is what I'm feeling.
What day of the week is that?
I usually do a Monday. Let me see.
I can't do Monday or Wednesday.
You have your classes, huh?
Yeah, it's not about me, but yeah, I would love to. Yeah,
but you know, the class, or it's not a class, it's a session, but it's recorded. So, you know, you can still get your messages and stuff on the recording. The 22nd is a Monday.
Okay.
I do struggle with the system sometime, but I'm going to wrangle that thing.
Yeah.
One way or another. So do you have a Louise Hay message for us?
Oh, yes. Let me do real quick. This is, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I believe in a power far greater than I am that flows through me every moment of every day. I open myself to the wisdom within, knowing that there is only one intelligence in this universe. Out of this one intelligence comes all the answers, all the solutions, all the healings, and all the new creations. I trust this power and intelligence, knowing that whatever I need to know is revealed to me, and that whatever I need comes to me in the right time, space, and sequence. All is well in my life.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we won't be here next week, but we will be back on the week after the 4th of July. So thank you for being here.
Lots of 4th of July stories then too.
Oh yeah, we will. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.